Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Jimmy James, and welcome to the Drama Free Zone, where the topics are empowering and enlightening. Feel free to call in and join the conversation, but all that we ask is that you save the drama for your mama. And now, our gracious host, Miss Maria D. Giovanni.
Hello, and welcome everybody to the Drama Free Zone, and live at 5, and it is 5 o'clock on the West Coast and 8 o'clock on the East Coast. And again, we come to you every week, and if you're in our chat room, which I think we're maybe having an issue with the chat room, not sure yet, you can go ahead and log on, and you can get a free membership, and you can join us in the chat room. And today, we're getting ready for this week, and it's Thanksgiving, and it's just the season, and the holidays are upon us. And so it's a very interesting time of the year. If you have come from a hard background, you know that these are difficult times, even though they're the holidays. Sometimes these are the most trying times and the most lonely times. So we want to just fill up today, because you cannot give what you do not have. So let's fill up, so on Thursday when Thanksgiving comes around, we have more than enough to be able to give to those that are in our presence. And I know that there are a lot of people that are going to be calling in, and Rebecca is a little under the weather, but I know that she will be calling in.
Oh,
she's here. There you are.
I'm here. Hi, honey. Sorry.
Welcome, welcome. How are you feeling? Because I know you weren't feeling good.
No, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm here. I'm so grateful and thankful to be here. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
I know. How exciting. Well, the tour is over. Tell me how.
Yes.
Sum up the Steel Magnolia Reba tour for us now that it's over, and you had just a great experience, and what a wonderful thing to be thankful for. Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, I would like to say that I'm so grateful and thankful for the opportunity. It was amazing. It was the most incredible 6 weeks of my life. I really was truly blessed and honored to be with just such great people. And they are just doing so many great things to make the world a better place. And I don't think that, you know, you could be with a greater group of people. And, you know, I mean, being with musicians, they're just amazing. They're so talented, and they've got so much to offer and give. And so we've all joined together, and we're doing a lot of great things for Hearts of Hope. I'm very grateful to Big Machine Records and you know, the band Perry, Eden's Edge, Reba McEntire, of course, Scott Bruschetta from Big Machine Records. You know, he represents Taylor Swift. And it's just a great group of people just changing the world through music. And so I do have so much to be grateful for, and really happy to be home with my family and friends. Oh my gosh, I've missed everyone so much. And, of course, my family has missed me. And I had lunch with my buddy Beth this week, which I love her to death.
Beth is supposed to be calling in.
She's here. Yay, Beth. So grateful for her. So I want to. Don't you want to talk about so much that we're grateful for? Hey, Beth.
Hey,
Maria. So I'm grateful for my two dear friends. That, you know, life is so amazing, and we walk through this journey, and we experience so many things, and as women especially, we really, really go through many, many things. And so I'm really honoring, as I've come off this tour with some of the most amazing people in the world of country music, and, you know, my friends Maria and Beth, who traveled with me through so many of this journey here with Big Machine, and all the people at home that helped, and, you know, Mike and Bridget, and, you know, I mean, just so many people, Sarah, and people that really helped, Marilyn, and everyone that really helped us get through. So we're just grateful and thankful, and have so much to just be really happy
for. I know, and it's I wanted to say a couple things because we do have a whole bunch of people on the line, and I know Nadine.
Sorry,
are you still with
I
us?
Was talking. I'll shut up now.
Is Nadine still with us?
I am here.
There she is here. And Rebecca, I don't know if you've ever met Nadine. I think you have, maybe through the years. And Nadine is a CFO and in title, and she just makes sure that everything goes good. And we're partnering up with her. And how are you,
well,
Nadine?
Well, thank you, Nadine, and we're thankful for you.
Exactly. And if anybody knows anything about money, Nadine does. Nadine, tell everybody who you are, what you do, and then we're going to talk to Beth as soon as you're done, Nadine. So
oh,
tell us about
wow.
you.
Amazing. She's amazing. Go ahead.
Well, I'm enjoying listening to the conversation, just the grateful heart, especially of women that walk together and love each other. And so I'm one of those women who enjoy and love, and I'm grateful for that too. My background, as Maria said, has been tied to the financial industry for over 25 years. And so I got involved in whistleblowing and fraud investigations and all sorts of fun, interesting journeys and stories. And through that, I went through trials and tribulations, and I was thinking about Maria asking me to come on today and say, you know, say, what are you grateful for? I'm actually grateful for all of that, because without those things, we don't become who we are, and then we don't attain and move forward and go through struggles that make us better and fill us up. And I thought, I'm thankful for perspective. I was really thinking about this short amount of time for discussion. I think a lot of people that are hurting with unemployment and a myriad of other different things in their lives, that through these trials and working in ministry and business, especially this last 3 to 5 year period, if I could say one thing that I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for perspective.
Yeah, once you have a proper perspective, everything kind of changes, doesn't it?
It does.
It truly, truly does. Well, Nadine, I'm excited about moving forward in 2012, and I'm so grateful for you. And you've walked me through some incredible things, especially in the last few months. And I just look forward to being able to continue moving forward with our new business ventures in the for-profit and non-profit arenas and how exciting it all is. And I wanted to introduce you to Rebecca's Beth. Beth, are you there?
I am, honey. How are you?
Yay!
Yay.
May I say something really quickly?
Sure,
from the East Coast? Beth is such an amazing inspiration to me. Not only is she beautiful, but she is so smart, and she is just the most genuine. She's like we are. She's genuine, and she's pure, and she's good. So I'm going to let her talk after that. I am grateful for the both of these women and my new friend that I just met.
Nadine.
And you're thankful for
Nadine.
You are.
You did
so
not.
Sweet.
You did not. Love you. I love you. Did not.
You're so sweet. Maria, how are you, my love?
I am good, Beth. Tell every audience who you are and how we met and what are you grateful for. I'm so blessed you're in my life, and I'm grateful for Rebecca bringing you in it. So tell us about you.
Well, I mean, I don't even know where to start, really. I'm just from Virginia. I have 4 amazing kids. I'm in real estate, property management, I don't know. I mean, I just do a little bit of everything, and I concentrate mostly on the people in my life, honestly. I have a lot of experiences, and like Nadine said, you know, we've all been through trials and tribulations. I'm so extremely blessed for the period of life that we are all in, because we've talked about this a lot, Rebecca and I do, and had the pleasure of meeting a lot of women very much like us, where you get to that place in life where you're a little bit more in touch with your power and who you are and what you can accomplish and how you can make a difference and change people and yourself. And it's just a great place to be. I'm thankful I only had a short period of time to really contemplate it. I mean, I'm so thankful for all the things that we all are, our families, our being able to be with friends, and I'm also thankful for, like Nadine said, all the things that have happened, because it does give you a lot of perspective, and it gives you a real appreciation for people and who they are, what they are, and just making connections on that deeper level. But what But what I'm thankful for the most in life is second chances, redemption, and forgiveness. Because
honest to God,
without any of those things, I would not be where I'm sitting right now. And
Isn't she amazing? She's amazing. Go ahead.
Grateful for the people in my life who love me enough to give me all those things, especially God, obviously. And I think that the power of redemption and forgiveness is pretty freaking amazing. And that, for me personally, is what I am the most thankful for.
Wow. That is saying a lot, and I think I'm going to second that motion, because I think we all have gone through some incredible, you know, trials and tribulations, and without being able to receive forgiveness and being able
and
to give forgiveness.
And offer it. Oh, definitely.
And offer, exactly. It's just, it's an interesting thing, and the closer you get to walking with God, the more you understand how really important that is. And so it's really, really exciting. I'm so glad you're here, Beth. Who else do we have on the line with us, Jimmy? Is there anybody else that called in yet?
Yeah, there's Magdalena's on hold.
Oh, put Magdalena on. Say hello.
Oh, Magdalena.
Hello, beautiful.
Hold on.
Jimmy.
Here she is.
Jimmy, what are you
grateful? Who's that, Beth?
This Beth, I'm so thankful for you. I love you.
Too.
I miss you.
I miss you guys.
I swear, we're going to have fun the next time we all get together.
Yes.
Miss you, Jimmy. It's Rebecca. We miss you.
Rebecca.
I am grateful for the next time we all get together.
Oh, my God. I'm grateful for that already.
Hey, Jim's on hold, too.
Who's on hold?
Jim.
Magdalena.
Oh, Magdalena on and Jim.
Yeah.
On. And then Nadine, are you getting the vibe of all these incredible people if you're still with us?
I am, but I do have to go, and I'm sad.
Okay.
Because I told you I could only jump on for a couple of minutes, but I'm grateful that I had this time. Short
okay.
amount as it was.
Oh, that's really great. Is that
you guys
all of us are locking arms. Nadine, all of us are locking arms and joining voices, and we are becoming an unstoppable team, and I'm really excited, and I'm excited to be able to also tell you that we're going to be starting to do a Sunday morning show. It's going to be 5 a.m. Pacific time, but it's going to be and 8 a.m. Eastern time, so I'm excited about that and sharing that with you, too. But thank you
That's
for being
cool.
on, Nadine.
Okay,
bye,
bless
Nadine.
You guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
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 So, Magdalena, did she get on?
Can you guys hear me?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Hello,
I'm
beautiful
on.
Girl.
Can you hear me?
What are you thankful for?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even really begin, but honestly, what I'm most grateful for is that I have everything that I need. I might not have everything that I want, but really what I need, and that's really my family, my friends. I have a home, I have clothes, I have a car, you know, I got this connected.
It's all good. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's going to be, you know, this holiday season, I'm determined to make it great, and I think the more that we focus on the positive and what we're going to be doing to change lives next year, I think it's going to get us all through this amazing holiday season. So I'm really thankful for all of you guys. Jed, are you with us?
And you expect me to follow you guys? That's like the most insane thing on the planet. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Jed. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Yay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
we miss you. You're amazing.
I miss you all, too.
So tell us, Jed, what are you thankful for?
The honorary
Hello, Beth.
Tip.
Hey, baby.
The honorary what?
The honorary chick.
Yeah, the honorary chick. That's right. Yeah.
No, Ted, you're our female.
Yeah, I'm a female.
Yeah,
okay. Oh,
you're
my God. This is, oh, my gosh.
And, darling, he is not a female.
No,
I can tell you that straight
female,
up. He's hot.
A female. Me, hang with the female.
So hot. We love Jed. If all men could be like Jed, the world would be perfect.
A better place.
Oh,
my God. Ask Beth.
You're gonna put me in tears. Now knock it off.
That's all good.
You know,
so tell us, Jed, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for transition. I'm grateful for transformation, and I'm grateful for awakening.
Love it. Awakening. Awakening is a good thing. It's a good place to be, don't you think?
Yeah. And ultimately, it's becoming more and more and more clear that because of your encouragement, all of you, that this challenge that I put before myself is possible one man at a time. So I'm honored and with great respect in the company of some amazing leaders. I'm honored and blessed, and I'm going to continue to walk that path.
Well,
we're right there beside you, babe.
That's beautiful.
All good.
That is so beautiful.
Well,
Rebecca
I'm
says
excited.
That's beautiful.
I'm excited to have you all back, and we're getting the plans together for the different seminars and the different conferences that we're going to be putting on next year. And so I'm grateful for this amazing team that God continues to build, and he's building our relationship. And that's one of the things that I really wanted to be talking about too tonight, and being thankful for and grateful for and appreciative of. And that's how we are cultivating the relationships that we have created and we have built together. And that's really important, and I really want to thank you, each of you, for continuing, even after these last 4 weeks, to connect with each other, to build upon that which we created 4 weeks ago, and knowing that it's only going to build and be stronger for all of us and all of our dreams, and helping to push and elevate each other. So I'm grateful for all of you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen to that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well,
Maria,
we
need to be grateful for you bringing us together as a whole, because it's the vision behind everything, and we can all be grateful for that. You know, I'm grateful that God put you in my life and how you've been a shining light to me. So thank you so much.
Well, it's what's really great, and I know Rebecca probably feels this way, Beth feels this way, Jimmy feels this way, Jed feels this way, Nadine feels this way, I feel this way. Beth, you do. It's interesting when you get in the middle of people that are reflecting God's goodness, and that's what's really cool, is watching us all come together. And I recognize God's goodness in you, and that is super cool. And I think that's one of the reasons why he continues to attract me to all of you, because I in all, each. One of you in my life, I recognize good, and that is, I am so grateful for that.
Well, and Maria, if I may say this, I mean, I think that we've all been brought together to do something great, and I think that God's grace and his blessing and has really brought us all together, because, you know, in life, we've all had our problems and our issues, and we've all been through a lot. I know some of the stories that we've all shared and where we've been, but I believe that we're at a turning point where we can really come together, join together, men and women. Like, look at this conversation with Jed. There doesn't need to be any separation between. And we love, you know, we do, and we can all work together to make a difference and share God's light and his love and the grace and the glory that we are supposed to have as we walk in this world. There's just goodness, really.
Oh, it really is.
And it's just goodness.
That's something I want us to start focusing on at the beginning of the year when we start our Sunday
yeah.
radio shows, is just the goodness and what it is that we have to offer and teach each other because of the things that we've gone through, and build up each other every week. And so I'm excited about the Sunday morning show because of that reason. And, Jimmy, is there anybody else on with us?
No.
Nope? Okay. So I'm excited. We're going to talk about, again, I'm excited that all of you guys are here and that we're talking about what we're grateful for. One of the things that I want to ask each one of you is there is one particular thing that probably was one of the hardest things you've ever gone through, but it gave you the biggest joy and the most grateful heart. Let's start with Rebecca. What is that one thing that you know that stands out?
Maria DiGiovanni.
Really? This is quite a group to ask that question.
Yeah, and you have a minute.
I have 1 minute. Can I have the question one more time? Is anybody would say ask the question one more time?
Okay, one thing that you have, something that was the biggest lesson or thing that you've gone through, but it gave you the most grateful heart, what was it?
Well, we know that my childhood wasn't the best childhood, and that I had, as a young adult, had lots of conflict and lots to go through, but it made me who I am today. And I don't think that I would be Rebecca Nemeana Lawler if I had not faced some of the trials and tribulations that I did early on. And it changed my life, made me a different person. As Paul said in Ephesians, we have our cross to bear and we have those things to do, and that was mine. But it made me who I am today, and I'm very grateful and very thankful because it brought me all of you, and it brought me my family, and it brought me to where I am. So I'm thankful and grateful. I'm done. Move on.
I love you.
I love you, Mom. More. I love all of you so much.
To go out on a limb, Rebecca, I'd have to say, for those of us who are in your life, we have to be grateful for that as well, because I can't even imagine without what you've done and who you are and all you've accomplished. I mean, it really does. It's made you who you are, and it's who I love. So, I mean, I'm grateful.
Thank you, love. And you as well, Beth, because I know a little bit about each of everyone's life that it was the pain. And I'll let everyone else share.
Okay. We have six minutes
pain.
Left. How about Magdalena? Can you answer the question?
Magdalena might be gone.
Is she gone?
Oh, no.
Okay,
Wait. Oh, Beth. Who asked to speak?
Oh, Magdalena, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
How about you? Answer the question.
Okay, well, for me, there's a lot of stories, but the one that really sticks out the most for me, I had a failed marriage, but out of that, years later, my ex-husband passed away, but the best gift he ever gave me was a family, because I grew up not having a mom and dad. And in my present day, today, I can honestly say I have a mom and dad, and they are the biggest blessing in my life and truly a gift from God. So that's
very
what I'm
cool. And I'm really happy that you finally got that family, Magdalena. You're amazing, and I love you more than life. And I am so blessed that Monica introduced us last year, and you are so different than I thought you were going to be. And wow, I am just blessed with the things that you're teaching me, especially my new Betty Boop move.
Well,
I'm grateful for my Betty Boop move. You guys can't imagine what Magdalena is trying to teach me with Betty Boop. It's good. It's breaking me of my shell, I have to admit. Jen,
you know,
the question for you.
But there's a time and place for that sex in you to be revealed, but it's hard to introduce yourself as a woman, you know?
It's just a little difficult, but that's okay. Jed, how about you, the question?
Well, I didn't hear
Beth. Does Beth have time,
Beth.
Maria? Maria, I want to hear Beth. Bye.
Okay.
Beth, because you've got an incredible story, darling. You do. So
it's not, it's not going to be told in 2 minutes, but we have a thousand more shows to go. So Jen, I don't even think we can handle that right now, but I want to hear Jen.
No,
Jen, real quick,
Beth,
you got a minute.
You know, fine. It was the recognition, losing self, and making a right turn in midlife.
I can understand
It's hard to do that. It's hard to make a change in the middle of life. Tell me.
Especially as a man,
Maria, because that's bigger.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's incredible. Beth, you have a minute. What would you like to say, my beautiful friend?
Well, I'm not going to share much of my story in a minute. I am so grateful. Like I said, I've had a lot of things and a lot of life. I'm grateful for where I am. I'm grateful for all of you guys. I'm just 4 weeks ago, pivotal moment, lots of great energy, wonderful people. I think certainly the beginning of something fantastic, just like you said, Maria, and I'll say again, just like I said to you, Jed, on your radio show, it's not the divorce, it's not the abuse, it's not the error, it's not the mistake that defines who we all are. It's what you do afterwards that makes you great, and we are all making a difference, and we are all going to make huge differences moving forward together.
Very cool. We've got 1 minute left, and Jimmy James, I need to know what makes you grateful. Dude, what is it?
Well, as you know, I recently had a close call, so I'm just happy to be here still and happy to have met all my new friends. And I guess I got to say I'm happy for 7-Eleven, because if it weren't for 7-Eleven, I wouldn't have known any of you. Now, if I could just sit those cigarettes and give me a lottery ticket.
Hey, Rebecca.
God, that's so true.
Maria text me and asked me to come on and asked me if I would say what I'm thankful for, you know what I asked her if I could say?
What?
Botox.
Yeah, that's something to be thankful for.
You know what she said?
And sailing.
I think at our age, that's a damn good thing to be thankful for.
I'm thankful you don't drink the same wine I do.
I'm actually really, and I'm really thankful that you don't have a sweet tooth like I do.
All right, we have 1 minute. I just want to thank everybody for coming on the show tonight. As you can see, we have a lot to be grateful for.
I love you, Maria.
Passion.
Hey, Maria, can I say something 2 seconds or less?
Sure, real quick.
We're really thankful for you, too.
Yes.
Yes. To all of us sitting back, your work and your love and your belief in what you do is amazing to all of us. So thank you for sharing that with us.
No.
We wouldn't be here without
you. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving to you, too.
Our greatest gift is the example of the mentors that God has brought into our life. So I really, really want to thank all of you guys. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody out there, and we will see you next week live at 5 in the Drama Free Zone. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.
Gobble, gobble.
Thank
gobble.
You. Love everyone. Bye, Bethy. Bye, Jen. Bye, Maria.
Love you all.
Bye.
Love you all. Happy Thanksgiving to the world. Bye.
Bye.
Jimmy James, love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye. You're the best.
Thank you. See you. I'm pushing you in, buddy. We're out.